In this video, I'm going to talk you through how you can get the most from hashtags. Now, hashtags are used on most social media sites, but chiefly on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And they're used to group together posts, pictures, and tweets by subject. And they're a sort of metadata tag. And they're particularly useful for coordinating activity on Twitter and Instagram. Okay, a few simple rules for writing hashtags. First of all, in a hashtag, the hash symbol directly precedes the word or phrase. Don't put a space after the hashtag symbol, otherwise it won't work properly. Secondly, a hashtag needs to be written as a single word without spaces. Thirdly, while you can use a number in a hashtag, typically punctuation and special characters won't work, so just alphanumeric characters only. And finally, hashtags can be placed anywhere in a post. They can be at the beginning, the middle, or the end of a tweet or an update. Now, when deciding on a hashtag, you want to make sure that, first of all, it's relevant to the subject that you're going to be tagging. And secondly, you want to make sure that it's going to be memorable. It's going to be something that sticks in people's minds so that they remember to look for it. What you should do is check to see if a hashtag is already in use for a particular topic before you coin your own. And if there is already a hashtag, then you should use it, because it'll make your contribution easier to find and follow. And quite often, particularly on Twitter, you'll find that once a subject comes up, once it starts being noticed, there'll be all sorts of different hashtags related to that particular topic. But after a while, one of those hashtags will become the dominant one. That's the one that people start looking for. That's the one that starts trending. And so that's the one that you want to hashtag your contribution with, because, as I said, it's going to make it easier for people to find and follow. Now, on Twitter, individuals can see a 100% increase in engagement by using hashtags. Brands can see a 50% increase. And tweets with one or more hashtags are 55% more likely to be retweeted. And this is according to Twitter's own research. But, and there always is a downside, tweets with more than two hashtags show a drop in engagement by an average of 17%. And advertising tweets without a hashtag, an at or mention, generate 23% more clicks. So if you are going to be having an advertising tweet, it's best not to have a hashtag or a mention, because that does actually, perversely, in some ways, make it more clickable. Twitter actually has a very good section on their blog which explains how to choose a hashtag. It's been up there for a couple of years now, but it is still relevant. And if you want to read it, you go to blog.twitter.com/2013/how-to-choose-a-hashtag. On Instagram, highest engagements come from posts with more than 11 hashtags. So when it comes to tagging your photos on Instagram, the more the merrier. Think of every hashtag that you can think of that describes your picture and put it on there. Look for hashtags that are starting to trend that are of a similar subject to your photo, and you can't go wrong. So in a complete contrast to Twitter, really, whereas with Twitter, less is more. On Instagram, more is more when it comes to hashtags. Now, the most liked Instagram hashtags are these ones: follow for follow, like for like, follow for with the number follow, L4L, F4F, TFLers, follow back, tags for like, follow me, and follow. The least liked Instagram hashtags were repost, NYE, drunk, love her, truth, Super Bowl, I love him, I love you, I love them, and best friends. So these are the sort of hashtags that you want to avoid if you're going to hashtag something on Instagram. On Facebook, hashtags can do more harm than good. Posts with only a few hashtags outperform those with lots of hashtags. So if you do want to use hashtags on Facebook, don't use more than two. There are a couple of services which you can use to help keep track of hashtags and to analyze them and so on. They're both paid for services, but they are certainly worth the money. The first one is Keyhole, which you can find here at keyhole.co. And the other one here is hashtags.org. And as it says here, it's hashtag analytics for your brand, business, product, service, event, or blogs. And it gives you a lot of information about each service here on the site.